Trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. I'll have juice. I went to a party where they served tea and juice. My mom, my sister, and I were the only people in the group who asked for juice instead of tea. My friends asked me why, and I told them. I felt happy for the rest of the day because I didn't drink any tea. Kirami T., age 10, Washington. Turtle Rescue. One afternoon when we were going home, there was a turtle in the road. We pulled over. My mom and I picked up the turtle and put it in the swamp nearby. Now the turtle is safe. Natalie C., age 6, Florida. Helping out. One Sunday when I was ready for church, I noticed that my mom was still getting ready and my brothers were not ready yet. I decided to help my mom get my brothers ready. When my mom thanked me, I felt really good inside. Claire Elise M., age 9, Ohio.
Secret Givers. One evening, my mom read The Secret Giver from the December 2008 Friend to us. We liked the story a lot and thought it was a great idea. So we made a plan with our mom and decided who we would give gifts to for Christmas and when we would do it. We even did some detective work to discover what some of our recipients would like. We dressed in dark clothes and planned to drop the presents and run. We thought that we were just having fun, but we got more than fun out of this service mission. We felt really good inside after delivering the presents, and we were excited about doing something nice for others. We are already thinking about next year's Secret Giver mission. Tyler and Kirsten R., ages 8 and 9. Utah. Christmas peaches. A few years ago, we decided to bottle peaches for our grandpa for Christmas. We knew that he liked simple gifts and loved peaches. Mom helped us boil the peaches, peel them, and put them in jars. It was so much fun to bottle the peaches and learn something new. On Christmas, we went to our grandpa's house and were excited to carry in the big box of peaches. He was so happy when he unwrapped the box and saw all of the peaches inside. He told us how proud he was of us for learning how to bottle peaches. Now we give him Christmas peaches every year. Matthew, Stephen, and Jonathan W., ages 9, 7, and 9, from Utah.
Warm blankets, warm hearts. Every Christmas, my mom and I make fleece blankets for children at a homeless shelter near us. I like to tie the blankets with my mom. When we're done, we wrap teddy bears with the blankets. Then I help my dad carry the blankets into the shelter, and we wish them a Merry Christmas. It makes me feel good to spread Christmas cheer and give to people. Leanne W., age 5, Utah, with help from her mom.
Serving for Christmas. My grandparents gave each of their grandchildren $1 and asked us to find a way to serve someone else with it for Christmas. My mom told us that a member of our ward collected gift cards to give to needy families for Christmas. I thought that would be a great idea, but I knew that $1 wouldn't go very far. I decided to do some extra jobs to earn money for a gift card. I cleaned windows, dusted, emptied garbage, fed dogs, pulled weeds, and vacuumed for some ward members and neighbors. I was able to buy a gift card for a family to use at a grocery store. I knew that I had made a good choice. I know that it's important to serve and give, especially at Christmas time. Crew J, age 5, Arizona.
End of Trying to Be Like Jesus.